My dearly loved family, please forgive me for not posting really current messages for this little season. We had monumental problems with our computers, and I was not able to do anything. And I've still got a monumental problem with my computer, but God is good, and He's giving me workarounds. So what I want to share with you is that things are changing very rapidly. And right now, the Lord's focus is on purifying His heart dwellers, period. That means we have to take a microscope with the Holy Spirit and look for the places where we have sinned against God and didn't realize it. Things we were ignorant of. He is trying to prepare us for the end time harvest. I believe, according to Donald Trump's appearance to one of our leaders in a dream, that we have 4 years, a window of 4 years, and after that all hell is going to break loose. So, my dear ones, we need to prepare our hearts to bring in the harvest. Now, there are many miracles going on around our country. Amazing things are happening. And if you want to know about them, watch Sid Roth for a while, his recent post. Ordinary people and ordinary pastors are having encounters with God that are amazing. And when they have these encounters, the Lord tells them what's coming and how to prepare for it. Now, there are 3 people that I do recommend. One is watch Sid Roth just to see what is possible for an ordinary believer. Watch Kevin Zadai to understand what God is asking of us in this hour and how to change our behavior, how to be cleansed, how to become a vessel unto honor that doesn't have a bunch of cracks in it from gossip or overeating or overindulging or lukewarmness, watching videos all the time and not attending to God in prayer. These things have made America fat, happy, and lazy. One portion of America, the greatest portion, is just not ready, even the Christians. So we are reaching out to do things that will make us right with God so we can be trusted with the amazing graces that He's going to unleash for the next 4 years. Miracle after miracle, all around the world. And we have to be ready for that by cleansing the sin out of our bodies, our souls, our minds, our hearts. For instance, you know how kids can be sometimes pilfering cookies or taking something and using it and not telling anyone? Well, I've had several come to me with confessions of doing that. And some of the items were pretty important. Not the cookies, of course, but unless I get in a cookie frenzy. Anyway, they shared with me different things that they needed to repent of. And a major one was not taking God real seriously. And that reflects on the leadership. In the sense that if you have the fear of God in your heart, you will also have the fear of God in your heart for your leadership. And it's been increasingly difficult in the last couple of years to get them to remember things and to be obedient. And I chalk that off to what the witches are doing, because they still come on the property every night. Last night, Father Ezekiel heard a woman singing outside his window. And after that stopped, he got very sick, super sick. And we had to call the whole community to pray for him, deathly sick. And he came out of it and he is fine. The Lord is protecting him. And the interesting thing about this is that when these demonically inspired workers of iniquity come, they are actually becoming teachers to us. Because every time they raise the level, the Lord raises a level. Every time they do new things, the Lord does new things. And they're actually giving us a thorough education in spiritual warfare. I expect all of you around the world are going through this right now because it's a move of Satan. And Nibiru is closer to the earth, and a lot of these demons are coming off of Nibiru and onto the earth. And as far as the UFOs go, they're just demons, yeah, with manufactured bodies and manufactured spaceships. They're demons that know how to work metal and know how to work technology, and that's all they are. They're not people from another planet, and they are absolutely not what brought Christ to earth. That is a total lie, trying to get people to worship them. And that's what Satan's always trying, isn't it? So I want you to know, be at ease. You have authority over these entities. They are like little monkeys compared to you being a roaring lion when you use scripture and rebuke them. Pray your binding prayer. Rebuke the enemy. And the other thing is, use scripture as an arrow to shoot at them. It is written, you shall have no other God before you. It is written, no weapon formed against you will prosper. It is written, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Scriptures that declare a positive outcome for a negative feeling or negative events. There's a positive outcome because you use scripture. The angels of God, I believe, descend down into the room when they hear us using scripture. Because part of their job, they're very military oriented. Part of their job is to support scripture and see to it that the demons obey when the scripture is declared. And this I think I got from Kevin Zedai, who was in heaven for 45 minutes, but in a supernatural way was receiving instruction from Jesus. And I can tell you everything he has said, except for a few comments about the Catholic Church or the faith, the early church faith. Everything that he has said is pretty on point. He still does not understand the function of the great cloud of witnesses and purgatory and praying for from heaven. He doesn't get that yet. But God's got him on another track. A lot of people wouldn't listen to him if he started expounding on that and revealing the truth. They wouldn't listen because they don't like that. So God has got him on his track. And his track has to do with telling us how to prepare for the wars that are coming to our earth, the wars that are coming, and the hardships that we will have to face during this time. He also has good news. He's talked about Brandon Biggs is another person I listen to. And Brandon has been sharing about what's going to happen in 2025. I believe the Lord is going to come 4 years from now, after Donald gets into office and straightens some things out, I think the rapture will come on the heels of war. So we need to be prepared for that. We need to prepare our families. The other person I highly recommend you listen to is Sid Roth, because Sid is very gifted in bringing out people who have had supernatural events take place in their lives, and they carry the fruit of it with them. Signs and miracles and other things coming to pass that couldn't be done without God being on their side. These videos that I'm talking about are only 24 minutes long. Brandon's are short most of the time. The ones that are a little longer are absolutely worth listening to because they have so much information. Sid Roth, the content's about 24 minutes. And Kevin Zedai is another one, 24 minutes. So there's time for you to listen to these at night or early in the morning or when you take a lunch break. And they're very inspiring. Kevin has been given an absolutely wonderful gift of explaining how heaven operates, how it interfaces with the earth, how the earth operates, how the demons operate. And taking authority over them is not nearly going to be as difficult as it was in the earlier days. He doesn't fast. Of course, he prays a lot. I mean, a man gets maybe 4 hours of sleep a night, he and his wife. He prays a great deal. But he doesn't fast. And I think he has some health concerns, so he can't. But the Lord is still working through him. One of the things that he presented when he talks about these miracles that happen, like when he walks into a building and people start getting healed, he didn't fast for that, but he did pray in tongues all night with his wife in preparation and in fellowship. He loves the Lord. So all these things came to him in the 45 minutes that the Lord took him to heaven. Highly concentrated. That's why his messages are mostly only 24 minutes long. So that's a very rich source of how to prepare yourself, how to operate in the supernatural realm, the guidelines, the pitfalls. And we're listening to him because we're learning from him. Now, he has different methods for getting close to the Lord. The way I got close to the Lord was simply loving him and connecting with him in prayer, listening to music. He comes forward, I dance with him, he speaks to me. Takes me for a walk or a canoe ride, things like that. This is the way that he has worked with me. But this is a new season, guys. It's not just about intimacy now. You have to keep your focus totally on intimacy. And one of the good things I love about Kevin is he makes it so easy to understand that the Lord wants to have intimacy with us. He loves us. He loves it when we come and talk to him. He knows everything, but he loves it when you come to him and actually talk to him. And if you can visualize him or you get a glance of him in the room, that's the time to zone in on him and share with him. That's the time when he will comfort you in your afflictions and instruct you in what to do next, and empower you with grace to finish your race. All of us need to finish our race. And the Lord has sent one of his lovers, Kevin Zedai, a lover of God, to help us discern all the things and prepare for them. So I'm going to be sharing more things along that line for a while, because I too want to see you get ready. And I had already started working with the community on certain things that needed to be taken care of, to be purified, to be able to carry the weight of the glory. Because ordinary people are going to be getting the weight of the glory, and they're going to get it because they were faithful. They were honest. They had integrity. So part of my job has been pointing out areas of sin in myself and in the community. Taking things for granted is huge. Disrespect for leadership can pop up every once in a while. Laziness, because we have a couple of older vocations, and even with the young ones, and I do believe that the enemy has been provoking sloth in the community. And this is something we all have to look at. Lukewarmness. We absolutely have got to dive in and fix that. We cannot be lukewarm and participate in the glory cloud that's going to come and overshadow Christians and give them the graces to raise the dead, to heal, to preach. Everything they need is coming. But your vessel has to be airtight. You can't cheat on your income tax. You can't take a penny out of the offering basket, of course. Little things tarnish and cause cracks in our vessels. Little things you never think about. Let's say you go to buy groceries and you spend more money on yourself. You take money and use money for your personal whatever. That hasn't been going on that I know of, but it could go on. It's a temptation. It's a real temptation. So we have to go back and dig deep into our hearts with the Holy Spirit and His flashlight and ask Him, please, Lord, show me where I need to change and give me the grace to change. One of the other things that I learned, and I think is important for you to know, is that when you declare scripture, the angels stand at attention and they come down to make sure that scripture is fulfilled. They have access to the books of destiny in heaven. The angels can read the books of destiny for your life, and they know what they're called to do. So the angels, when they read these books of destiny, when they come down to earth to work with us, they are moving us in the direction of the destiny that we were created for. And the more you enlist the angels, the better. There's angels of accomplishment, and there's demons of failure. You know, there's something that offsets Satan in every category. And Satan just chooses to pick the things that are opposite of what God wants, because he hates God and he hates you. And for all my witches out there, I hope you get it. I really do. Don't you know that he's a liar? He's training you to lie? How in the world is he going to tell the truth about your future? He's not. He's building up a fantasy and giving you perks in real time. But when you die, it's straight to the fire. All of that will just disappear in a puff of smoke. It was all just a narrative. It wasn't in any way true. He hates you, but he pretends to love you because he knows that you're hungry for love. Well, on that note, I have to say the Lord is so loving. You know, John Ramirez, when he wanted to take a vacation, he had been, you know, this lead witch in Brooklyn for years, and he wanted to take a vacation. Satan struck him blind for 1 year because he wanted to rest. Would God do that? No, he certainly wouldn't do that. That's who you're dealing with. When you deal with Satan, he's a total liar, manipulator. He reads you like a book, and he tells you what you want to hear, but he can't deliver. In no way can he deliver after your death. Before your death, while he's on this earth with you, yeah, he can deliver. You can get all kinds of advanced knowledge and miracles, and you can, even some singers go to Satan, Christian singers go to Satan to dedicate themselves so that he will make them popular. But I gotta tell you, payback is anything but sweet. When he's done with you, he's brutal. Absolutely brutal. And he laughs at you because you believed him. You should have known better. But you hadn't read the Bible and you didn't understand what was going on. So you were just in it for the flesh, what you could get out of him. And when he's done with you, he's going to throw you in the trash like a dirty rag, except the trash that he's going to throw you into has a tunnel that goes down into hell where you will burn. So don't trust him. Give your life to Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, to use you. Many of you Satanists are prophetic. You were created to prophesy. You were created to operate in the spiritual realms. And God would love to use you. He truly would. But you've chosen a different path. But when God does use you, he has to clean you up first. He's totally got to clean you up first. And that cleaning up process is not really fun, because Satan promises you things and delivers you things. Women, money, food. And when the Lord gets a hold of you and you say you want to be his servant and you want to go to heaven, when that happens, you go through different trials of purification. His love is always there. His hand is always there. His guidance is always there. But you have to be purified before you can operate in heaven. I feel very badly for those of you who have beautiful spiritual gifts and understandings, but you cannot be used because of your corruption, because of your carnality that would lead people astray. I don't know what got me off on that tangent, but I always like to say that the Lord, when he promises you something, it's true. You have to correspond to that. If he tells you to do something, and it will have a certain result, well, you have to do that. If you don't do it, you're not going to get that result. So obedience, following God in total obedience, is your protection and your end reward. It's huge. And God does not lie. He's not going to tell you what you have in heaven and then not deliver. That's not his way. He's the one who tells the truth, and Satan is the father of lies to cover up how much he hates you who are serving him. Okay, so moving on, I want to highly recommend to you that you and the Holy Spirit dig deep into the things that may be a little shady in your life, maybe relating a story that is in your favor, but is not really what happened, to make other people look bad and make you look good. That's lying. And it's written, liars cannot go to heaven. They cannot enter heaven. So you don't want to be classified with them. But the joy that you feel when the Lord really engages you, when he wraps his arms around you and hugs you, is unlike anything you have ever experienced on this earth. And he makes you feel so secure. He teaches you through words that are in the scriptures how to fight Satan and how to fight the devil's wiles, how to prepare for battle. So you have nothing to lose by giving your life to Jesus, but everything to lose if you're working for that liar. So war is coming to this country and to the whole world. There's also a chance that there will be prosperity at a certain point where money is given back to the public and the whole Gesera thing. And that'll be a window of opportunity for you to prepare for the harvest. Not for you to go out and make your house cushy, but for you to get ready for the harvest. So that when the Lord comes, he sees that you are doing his will, and he takes you with him off of this corrupted earth. And the message from January, the New Year's message that Brandon put out, is very revealing if you want to listen to it. And by the way, he's the one who saw President Trump's ear being shot at. And he came forth and told people about it before it happened. So there are wonderful things waiting for us in this new year. Wonderful things. And for those of you who feel like you've lost it all, a chance to work for the Lord, to be holy. If you think you've lost it all and you've wasted your life, now is the second chance. The Lord is giving all of us who know we have failed and been intoxicated by our own will, self-will. The Lord knows, and he feels for us because we do want to finish the race. So he is going to give us a second chance. And not only is he giving us a second chance, he is also outlining for us what works and what doesn't work. And I can tell you right now, there's going to be a lot of cleansing and a lot of repentance for little sins, which are sins and lies nonetheless, and for habit patterns you've formed over the years. And he wants you to get your bodies in shape too, because you could end up being on the run at certain times. And I recommend that you learn how to forage in the forest or in the desert, so you have something to eat and how to purify the water. This may not happen to everyone, but it could happen, where goods and services are no longer available. So, my dearly beloved family, please take this message to heart and do everything you can to prepare for what is coming. But please begin with repentance. Psalm 51 is a wonderful psalm to repeat every day, even maybe several times a day, and find the scriptures that you can stand on to survive what is coming. God's protection. The Bible promises has some nice ones under God's protection and help in troubles that you can stand on and make yourself a card you can put on the wall. The larger sized cards, the 5x7, things you can write on and put it on the wall or on your mirror in the bathroom or wherever, to remind you to declare those things and to stand on those things. And every time you repeat them, angels come and are standing ready to fulfill those things because they are part of your destiny. So I love you guys, and I'm praying for you. God help you. God help us all. We have a beautiful work ahead of us if we will obey the Lord and circumcise our hearts from the flesh and take up our cross and follow him. The Lord bless you, my dear ones. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.